Welcome. Welcome to, first of all, to our Miatrawit, Metau people, Sinpaskosa, Wenatchees, Okanagan, our Okanagan relatives, Ntlahapm, our Thompson relatives. Welcome to the land of the Metau people. To all you Shamas out there, Shoyapos, welcome. I want to open with a song, but I want to explain a few things to you while you're here. My family descends from the Miller family, from Sam Miller, my mother, Mary Marchand, Mary Miller Marchand, my grandfather, Jerome Miller, Ashlachan, Yap Yawit, my grandmother descended from her father was Columbia Peter. We lived on the allotments down here at the mouth of the Metau River and at Aswell. My grandfather, Jerome Miller, Ashlachan, he used to say, you don't have to be in a church. You don't even have to be in a holy place. Any good thought well directed in itself is a prayer. Just remember that as you travel through the day. Think good thoughts. Those are prayers. The story I want to tell you, it's a story that goes back. It predates time. It's when animals and people walked together, when we were one with each other, when our people first started rising after the great floods, before the world was turned upside down. They were starving here. And Kaiut, the creator, Hoyanch'otan, he sent his emissary. He sent a changer, Shmi'au, Sinclip, to make way for man who was coming, to help man. We were weak. We were starving. We had no power. We had no song. And so the animal people were asked, Shmi'au asked them, who will come forward to help feed these people, to help them? Well, most of the animals, they thought, well, they're weak. They're puny. They're not so bright. They don't even have a spirit. Maybe we should just let them die. Coyote says, no, that's not the option. I'm asking for you to come forward to help feed these people. Finally, he got a message, and it was from the salmon people. They said, we will help you feed the people. We will be the ones. We will sacrifice ourselves. But you must make us a promise. You must make us this promise that we're allowed to return and die in our home where we come from, so that our children and our grandchildren will know where they come from and will always return. So becomes the salmon run. To this day, the salmon go back to where they came from. They spawn, they give birth, their children repeat this cycle over and over. And for that reason, we thank the salmon. We move forward. The animal people gave their spirit, their song to the people. And from that, people learn from the fish, from the four-leggeds, from the birds. They learned from them. They learned where to get their foods. They learned all the materials, how to build, how to make baskets. Everything we know, we learn from our animal relatives. And so we give thanks. We give thanks when we eat them. We give thanks when we take them. We don't take the life without honoring them. When I was a child, my older brother is here. Ernie, where are you? When we were kids, our folks would bring us up here to War Creek, to Twisp River. And it was at a time when it was illegal for us to fish in our home territory. We had sacrificed, our people had sacrificed and been driven out of this land at one time. But my grandfather still insisted on coming up, and we would come up here and fish with him. Or actually, we would just kind of get in the way. But he would fish, and he recalls his great-grandfather, his uncles, and he would tell us he made spears. He made his spears and his gaff hooks to fish. And when he was done, we would go out in the middle of the river, and he would plant the staff into the riverbed, snap it, and face that broken part south to the mouth of the river, so that the Creator would know that that staff, that that wood was used in a good way and had fulfilled its purpose. He recalled as a kid the salmon chief fulfilling Coyote's teachings, the teachings of Coyote. Salmon chief would go down and he would take his stick and he would plant it in the river and he would sing and he would start his song, an honor song, to honor those salmon who have brought us through all these thousands of years. And so we do that. We plant that stick and we sing for our fish to return. Like now, people would gather and they would come and they would have great salmon feasts. They would sing. Those days have dwindled. Our people that numbered in the thousands in this valley, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 in this valley, going south, every one of these tributaries into the Columbia had people who gave thanks in their way to the return of the salmon. There were other fish that were there. There were eels or lamprey, our medicine from the little ones, from the little fish. All of them were sacred. Everything, everywhere you look, is sacred. All the trees, all the bushes, even the invasive ones that you brought in. We never created them. We never created one form of life here. Nor do we have the right to be taking it out of the equation of what's here. All the animals that were here deserve to be here. They were here before us. We learned from them. Our Shomach, our Meriam, our spirits, our medicine derives from them. We still owe them their place. So we honor them with a song, with prayers. So bear with me. I want you to face east. I want you to face that river because that's what it's about. Save the salmon and you will save the people. Save the salmon, you will save our culture. Seated. I want to thank you. We have guests here. We have people here, but I want to bring my niece up here, my great niece. She's wearing the buckskin outfit of her great-great-aunt, Mary Miller Marchand. When my mother passed away, we passed this on down to Alika, that she would carry out for every function that we have for the Miatchau people. She wears this dress. She honors her elders. So this is Alika. And before you leave, before anything, I want you to come up and shake her hand. Thank you, folks. We have numerous guests. I'm going to let Mark introduce everybody. Thank you, and thank my cousin Arnold Cleveland and his wife Gail for helping to set this up. Woo. Thank you, Dave.